Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
I haven't hit that button for 3 weeks.
Oh, hello, Wednesday, a working Wednesday.
I woke up this morning and I'm like, what holiday is it? Oh, it's just Wednesday.
Oh, regular Wednesday.
It's go to work holiday Wednesday.
Go to work Wednesday. Huh.
Everybody's favorite.
Remember how to do this.
Go to work on a Wednesday.
I know. What's a regular Wednesday?
But you know, it's going to be the day where someone in your office goes, hump day. Am I right? We're on the downhill slide of the weekend. And that's the guy nobody has lunch with.
In our office, it's Eric.
You're exactly...
Hump day.
I thought that was implied by me saying it on the radio. You didn't have to point it out.
I guess he's got a coffee cup and hump day.
Hey, am hump
I
right? day.
Got weekend plans?
Huh?
Eric,
huh?
It's Wednesday. I know, but it's hump day.
Hump day.
Downward slide to the weekend.
We're so close. We're so close.
Come on, guys.
You're almost there.
Just got to power through. I'm living the dream.
It is kind of weird because I haven't done a Wednesday in so long.
How long have you been gone?
I feel like I've been gone forever.
Well,
at this point.
Yeah. I mean, your last day in the building for 2024 was Christmas Eve morning,
uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
So then you had Christmas Day off and then that whole week and then, yeah.
Honestly, this feels like a very long week. I haven't done much.
Nobody's worked a full work week for 2 weeks.
I know.
It's two on, one off, two on, two off, two on, one off. Yeah.
Yeah. And going from zero activities for 2 weeks to all the activities all week long.
Did you see that coming or did that kind of
yes.
sneak up on you?
No, dude. I sat down and I wrote everything down on the January calendar and I was like, you guys.
Do you keep a calendar like posted in the kitchen? That's
yeah.
how my mom used to do it.
Yeah, so that everybody can see everybody's overlapping yeah. schedules. And I got colored pens. And so everybody yeah. has a different color and you can see all of the colors.
We still have some. When my mom passed away a couple of years ago, she kept all of them.
Yeah.
I have a calendar from the year I graduated.
Oh, boy.
So you just look at the month of May, right? It's like senior night.
Yeah.
Awards ceremony. National Honor Society.
Oh, all
graduation.
Those.
Graduation party at blah, blah time.
And those years when there's all those extra little yes. parties and celebrations and things thrown in there.
Think about it, too. And this is pre-cell phone. So she's keeping a written calendar. And she also had a day book.
And maybe hoping that either somebody calls and lets her know or you bring something home to let her know that.
That was the only way to get information.
Yeah.
You had to rely on your kid to give a note.
There was no email home to her.
No email, no chalkboard or log into class board or whatever. It's great.
Yeah.
It's no. Or the teacher would call to you. That was also an option,
yeah.
right? In a town of 7,000, everybody knows everybody.
Rosemary had it way worse.
As far as the overwhelming amount of just, yeah.
Trying to keep stuff
together? I think she thought it was an honor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't think she thought it was a burden. Raising her three lovely boys. That was an honor and a privilege,
that
Claire.
Was an honor. That was an honor. No, it's an honor, but it's, whoa. Just writing stuff down. I don't know what it is about January. February looks fine. But January, I'm like, what the heck, you guys?
It's a lot.
My husband has some travel stuff that's thrown in here, too. So, like,
when you guys are taking a couple days, you're hanging out with us on Friday night.
Yeah.
Like, you're also trying to pack in some you time.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, we've got some vacations
you got work,
time thrown
home,
in there.
Personal.
My daughter's birthday party, which normally would be in December, got bumped back to January. So we've got that thrown in there, too. We've got some other, like, friends' birthday parties
yeah.
that are thrown in there, too, that we know are going to be coming up. And just...
You know the good news, though? Hump day!
You're right! Today is hump day!
Getting closer to the weekend, friends.
And there is something very nice about that. Am I right?
Make the most of your day. All right. I'll see you in the kitchen. Hump day.
Hump day. And it is almost, I'm going to say almost officially Girl Scout cookie season. Starts Friday.
Yeah.
Officially.
Good to know.
We just had a meeting about it last night. So we are going to have, I'm going to have some bad news for you, okay?
Bad news?
Yeah, yeah.
How can you have bad news about Girl Scout cookies?
Well, because... it's going to be the last year for one of our cookies.
You look me straight in this face And if you say the words thin and mint, I'm out of here.
Oh, Eric, we would never take away thin mints.
Okay, then I'm fine.
I say we. Like I have any power in the matter.
As are you assistant troop leader or something?
As assistant to the. I am very much the Dwight
You're
Schrute.
You're the Dwight Schrute of the Girl Scouts.
I am such a Dwight Schrute.
Chapter.
Assistant to the. I show up and in name only help out with my Girl Scout troop. No, they told us at our bowling cookie rally.
Yes.
And the new year. That we had some bad news. This year, they're going to have to, it's going to be the last year for some people's favorite cookie. They're going to be taking it away. The Girl Scout S'mores cookie.
Not my favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
Graham cracker cookie, chocolate and marshmallow filling with another graham cracker sandwichy cookie on top.
That's what I would consider still be a relatively baby cookie. Isn't it that relatively new?
It's relatively new, relatively a young cookie, yeah. But it has been a very popular seller, and I'm kind of surprised that they're taking it away.
Did they say why?
I haven't seen a why.
Huh.
No. I mean, they'll sometimes rotate those around, you know, sometimes freshen up.
Right.
You know, get something kind of exciting rotated in there. So we'll see.
So stock up now? Last year for them.
This is the last year. If it's one of your favorites, I know that my daughter loves them. Stock up. Get a whole bunch. Order from your local Girl Scout.
Just call this radio station and place your order.
I know a hookup.
And I am that hookup.
It is me.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Man, you just said, like, we are just getting, this is the first Wednesday of...
A lot of people have worked in the last 2 weeks. First Wednesday, it's the second Wednesday of January.
Right, but the first working Wednesday.
For most people.
So I feel like, whoa, everybody. I'm just still
trying. Take it easy?
I'm trying to, like, ease into this year. But this year is coming at me like, bam. Because everything is happening, including last night. Last night, we had our first Girl Scout meeting where we are coming into this year hard with what the Girl Scouts are really known for.
Nom, 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 nom,
cookies! Yeah, it's almost cookie season, which is the big show.
When do sales officially start?
For our girls, Friday.
Will you have an order form Friday at my house?
No. Me?
Look at me.
Me personally?
If you bring an order form to my house Friday, it will pay benefits.
Okay. I'll try to get my
There's
stuff
wine
together.
And a group of people who want to support you.
You're right. That's really smart. I should get it together.
Because as you know, I'm not allowed to order independently. Shannon has to supervise.
But I need her to do it. We had such a great meeting, though, because our little brownies got their skills all together. We practiced, like, what do you do when somebody approaches you at your cookie booth? Why are we selling cookies? What are the fun things that we're going to do with the money that we raise? The girls got to vote on what we're going to do with the funds that we raise from our cookie sales.
What was the outcome?
It was so great. They came up with ideas. What are some things that we could do that would be fun to do together to, you know, fundraiser? And then what would be some good things that we can do for our community? And they came up with some really great ideas. And we got everything from, like, there was a lot of ideas for lock-ins. They would really love to be locked in somewhere.
Lock them in.
That, like, Target was, like, number one.
Lock it in a Target?
Yeah. I would love that. Yeah.
Okay, I'll go.
I would love to do that.
Yes.
We don't think that we have the ability to just be locked in anywhere. There's only certain places that will allow you to be locked in.
Hide in the bathroom. Next idea.
Hide in the bathroom. Obviously. No, I think like maybe a movie party, maybe a pool party were high on the
list.
Those are some fun things that the girls would be interested in doing. They also love pets and would love to help out an animal shelter, which might also be a fun thing for them to do because they could check out all the animals.
Yes.
So
this is great.
Yeah. They now know what they're working towards. These cookie sales are going to be, you know, the money is going to go towards some good things. So they've got their motivation. They've got their, you know, call to action, and they've got the skills now for how to sell their cookies.
Now they got a Glengarry Glen Ross that thing, right?
Exactly.
Always be closing, Claire.
Always be
ABC.
Closing.
ABC.
They know the product.
You either get a Cadillac or steak knives. What do you want?
What do you want,
Clara?
Ladies? Now we just got to get our stuff together. We've got all of the materials. I've got to set up. We're in a digital age, so we got to set up her website. It's up to me now to get her offer. Yeah.
Well, the good news is you have one less thing to worry about in this room with me, because you have been passively participating in Dance and Eric Hansen's new Christmas clothes fashion show since the first day you got back.
I thought so!
You have seen, since you've been back, 3 new shirts, 2 new sweaters,
yes,
and 2 new pairs of pants.
And girl,
yeah,
you look good.
But today's the last day. Until warm, I have a polo, but it's too cold for polos.
Too cold.
Yeah. So this is it.
This is it.
Yeah, it's my last shirt sweater combo that I got for Christmas. So thanks for being a non-active, active participant. Huh?
It's new?
Everything I'm wearing right now you've never seen before.
Really?
Except for these jeans. Yeah. What? Don't. Why are you doubting it?
I don't know. I feel like I've seen that.
I just bought this shirt 3 days ago after taking one back that didn't quite fit. I wore this sweater the first day back,
maybe,
but you weren't here.
Like a, I think it looks exactly like one my husband has.
That's probably it.
This looks like an old friend.
The cloning process is still continuing.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on
Z102.9. John Deere has notified state officials another layoff. 75 workers in Ottumwa next month. Last year, Deere offered early retirement to 100 employees at that facility. And then in November, Deere announcing it would temporarily close the plant last month because of reduced customer demand for products.
Okay, it's reduced customer demand for product?
The overall, I think two things are happening. Because of whatever economic factors, farmers are not buying new equipment, right? They're keeping what they have.
Yeah.
Because I believe, you know, actual commodity sales have been down, right? So you don't have as much money. So you're not buying new equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And then the company's like, well, okay, so there's reduced demand. Now we're carrying this. How can we save money? Aha, let's move some production out of here where it's cheaper. Those seem to be the two factors impacting Deere right now.
Hmm.
So we had the Waterloo, technical, like the layoff that happened just a couple days ago. Deere, by the way, does hay balers and mowers in Ottumwa, and the mower production is officially being moved to Mexico. So more layoffs announced from Deere just within the last day. Moving into some sports shorts. Okay, we got another new name you need to learn for quarterback.
Okay.
Gronowski.
Gronowski?
Quarterback Mark Gronowski, who had the option to go to the NFL, is going to transfer to Iowa from South Dakota State. South Dakota State plays in a different division,
yeah,
but they're good. They've won their national championship in 2022 and 2023.
Well, all right.
So now we've got Gronowski, Brendan Sullivan, the guy from Northwestern who played in the bowl game and has looked decent. And then we also got a guy from Auburn named Hank Brown. So now we went from, I don't know if we've got the right quarterback, too. Now you got 3.
Yeah, well, like we didn't have the right quarterback. We didn't have enough quarterbacks.
And how are you going to pick which one's which, right?
Yeah.
And let's just see where things go. Because the other observation I have as a longtime fan of the Hawkeyes, is it lack of having the quarterbacks or are we not developing them correctly?
Yeah,
right?
Do we just not have a great offensive strategy?
You know, overall, right, the scheme was better. We had more yards, more points this year.
Yeah, no, totally.
So that improved, but we just name, you know, outside of like the Ricky Stanzies of the world.
Oh, Ricky.
Bethard, right?
Yeah.
We've not had a really, really solid quarterback at Iowa for a while. Yeah, I know Ricky. Good old Ricky.
Ricky's and his flowing locks of justice.
Yes, love it or leave it, Ricky Stanzie.
Oh.
So we'll see. I think it's like, let's just keep bringing him in until like, is one of you Jesus?
Sunshine. Oh.
Another new quarterback coming to the University of Iowa this fall. What's got me feeling all right? The Navy. And specifically, attack submarine USS Iowa.
Oh, cool.
I've been keeping tabs on this since they, Christy Vilsack officially christened the beginning of the construction of this thing years ago.
Yeah.
And here we are now. The USS, the U.S. Navy submarine, newest attack submarine, the USS Iowa, officially delivered to the Navy at the end of December after one round of at-sea testing that's done by the people who made the sub. Now the Navy runs it through some trials. Here's all they're going to tell us about this sub. It has enhanced stealth capabilities, sophisticated surveillance capabilities, and special warfare enhancements.
Special warfare enhancements such as?
The end of sentence.
Whoa.
You are not going to know.
Classified.
The submarine's commissioning ceremony is slated for April 5th in Connecticut. It's been in this dock, this boatyard in Connecticut.
Okay.
The Navy has taken over. Navy's going to run some more trials, and then they will bring it up out of the water on April the 5th, whatever day of the week that is. Ladies and gentlemen, the newest sub. And then it will go down and we will never see it again.
Check it out.
That's how it works with submarines.
Oh, cool.
And that's the buzz with the Morning Scramble.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Fires are breaking out in the Pacific Palisades, and combine that with the severe winds that they're experiencing, 80, 100 miles an hour winds, not a good situation.
We've got a couple of different news stations on TV, and all CNN has shown all morning are wildfire is wildfire coverage from California.
Yeah, it is not good. It's extremely dangerous. In fact, that they've had to cancel a couple of things. Amazon's MGM Studios announced that they had to cancel the Unstoppable red carpet screening that was supposed to star Jennifer Lopez and Don Cheadle and among other celebrities. But due to safety concerns and heightened wind activity, they decided to scrap the red carpet premiere of that movie.
I mean, the wind by itself, 100 miles per hour.
Yeah.
That's dangerous. You got the fires. Then you've got the smoke.
Smoke.
Right?
Smoke plumes can be seen for miles and miles, and people are having to jump in and take care of their communities. Evacuation orders are in place. Numerous fire engines in the area, crews are battling the blazes. And during this time, a lot of people are just jumping into action and trying to help in whatever way they can. There was a California news station that just kind of grabbed one local person who was helping their community by moving cars. Like sometimes the blaze will just start moving and it's like,
your tires are going to melt.
Yeah. Your tires are going to melt. And the crews need to get in here to battle the blazes. And these cars
are
in
blocking,
the way.
Yeah.
And these cars are in the way. So they grabbed a guy and they're like, hey, what do people need to know about, what's going on right now? They actually grabbed actor Steve Guttenberg.
He was just helping his neighborhood.
Police Academy's
yeah.
Steve Guttenberg. Yeah. He just happened to be the guy that was helping the firefighters.
Sir. Oh, I know you.
Yeah. He's like, what he wanted people to know is that people need to, a lot of times, you know, obviously you'll take your keys with you, keep your car locked and safe, but you know, this isn't a parking lot situation. We need you to keep your keys in your car in case somebody like me needs to move your
car.
That's
crazy.
You know, the fire trucks need to get through. It's really, really important. We need to move your cars in this situation. You know, you kind of have to trust
yes.
me here. It's a safety thing. He's like, there's a lot of families up here. There's a lot of pets up here. There's people who really need help. So Steve Guttenberg is one of the people who is out there trying to help. Amazing.
Oh, thank you, Officer Mahoney.
Exactly. Okay. If you're not up to date, if you have been off the last 2 weeks and missed all of the drama that has been going on between Blake Lively and her co-star and director, Jason Baldoni, here's a quick recap. Justin Baldoni directed and co-starred in the movie It Ends With Us. And on December 20th, Blake Lively accused him of sexual harassment on the set and orchestrating a retaliatory smear campaign afterwards. Blake accused him of adding a graphic sex scene in the movie without her consent, asking her personal questions about her relationship with her actual husband, Ryan Reynolds. And then she sued Justin Baldoni for trying to undermine her reputation in retaliating and exposing his misconduct. Justin Baldoni has accused Blake Lively of orchestrating a smear campaign against him. And he is suing the New York Times for libel over a story that they wrote about his allegations. Now, here's the latest. Justin Baldoni's lawyers say that Blake has engaged in a pattern of bullying and threats to take over the movie, and they have evidence, they say, to prove it. They say none of this is going to come as a surprise because of her consistent past behavior. Blake Lively has used people to communicate those threats and to bully her way into getting whatever she wants. I did just see a little Instagram video yesterday of them having a conversation. There's no sound, but she is reading him the riot act. She's very animated, and there's no sound, but she is just telling him what's what.
It's one thing to be a bully. I don't know how you get sued for being a bully.
I know,
like, if there's actual sexual harassment on set, it's still a workplace, right?
Right.
That I understand. There are rules and laws there. But if you're just kind of a jerk to work with, I don't know, but that also impacts your publicity and your career and
right.
your
and
image.
Is there being a bully? Is there being a jerk? Or is there like speaking out, having a say, like having a creative conversation?
Right.
Like, it's such a
messy.
Because in the end, you did make a movie. The movie came and it was a success, and it's very interesting. It's a very
all behind the scenes
interesting lawsuits upon lawsuits now. There is a certain Friends quote that people to this day are still yelling at poor actor David Schwimmer. He was just a guest yesterday morning on Good Morning America, and he said it's actually pretty jarring to be him. If he's just walking around living his real life, people are still yelling things at him.
Is it this?
That can be sometimes. Sometimes people will yell that at him.
Is it this?
No. He didn't mention
no?
that.
Do we have the clip from the interview?
We do. We do. Okay. He said that people tell him how much the show meant to him all the time. And he said it just makes him feel so grateful and so blessed to have done something that people still to this day find fun. And a whole new generation
yeah.
of people who approach him and tell him how much fun
it's
it is.
Either The Office, Parks and Rec, or Friends, always on TBS usually.
Right.
Right. And any time.
It kind of blows my mind that like even my daughter, who like doesn't have a clue what like the phone is connected to what? Why do they...
Yeah, why are they using something on the wall for the phone?
Yeah, the old technology and stuff, but it's still...
They still know the characters and...
Still relatable, and the stories are still fun. Pivot! That's what we like to call...
Z's Sleaze.
We're always here for you. This week's Momtroversy comes to us from a mom who has opted to remain anonymous, but says we can call her Sassy Sue.
Hey, Sassy Sue.
Sassy Sue needs a little bit of help. Teenager has fallen back into the Y stage. Only this time, the Y seems to come with a little bit of sass. Whenever the teen is asked to do something around the house, the answer is why? Like, simple things like, hey, you need to take a shower. Why? Hey, you need to unload the dishwasher. Why? It's constant. It's seems like she has to keep repeating herself over and over, and she's wondering what's the proper response. What are other people saying? What can the response be that's going to stop this constant sassy why?
Now, you've got a preteen. Are you also experiencing this, or have you noticed it lately?
I have actually seen this creeping up in my 9-year-old preteen. My preteen. It's getting just a little sassy already.
Well, that is our Momtroversy, and it's an all hands on deck. Thanks to everybody who's been calling. We appreciate it. Let's go back to the phones.
Hi, are you calling for Momtroversy?
I am.
Awesome. What is your response to a teenager when they give you why?
What we've always said is we are all part of this family, and we all need to help take care of our house, so it's nice, and... Pretty much that's what you have to do if you want to live here.
We had that another mom respond with that yesterday, that idea of letting them understand they're part of a bigger thing and they've got a role to play, and that's worked out pretty well for you?
It's worked out very well. I mean, not every time.
No,
but...
right. You're not going to bat 1,000, right?
It depends on the day, right. You know what? It depends on the day and the energy, right?
Yep. And the tone, you know,
sure.
if you can go at it sweetly, then it usually has a better reception.
Yeah.
But playing to that idea of like, come on, we're all on the same team here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't push back. Let's just get it done. All right. That's a great suggestion.
Yeah, and this is how you're going to have to, as a, you know, you move forward to an adult.
You got to learn.
Yeah. In your own home. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. We appreciate the call. Thank you
so
much.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for calling Momtroversy. How do you deal with that jab, that why, when it comes at you at home?
I flip the script. I say, why not? Or when they come to ask, hey, Mom, I need lunch money. Well, why?
Okay, so a little dose of your own medicine goes far for you, huh?
Yes.
Interesting. Sure. I have not flipped the script
before. Is that
before.
Reverse psychology or reverse psychology? I don't know, but it's brilliant.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Whatever it is, it's great.
I'm looking forward to trying why on that.
Love it.
I can't
it's
wait.
It's extremely rewarding and fun.
Rewarding and fun. Awesome.
Wait.
Thank you
I
so
can't
much.
Wait. I can't wait.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Is it here yet? Is it on yet? Is it here yet?
Since kids don't come with instructions, we're here to help. It's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
We got a doozy to start 2025. I just want to start by saying thanks to everybody for calling in. We've had a great round of phone calls.
Yeah.
Great participation on Facebook.
So helpful because sometimes teenagers can be difficult. It's a completely different level of parenting. There can be a little bit of sassiness, a little bit of pushback. That's what the age is all about, right? Testing boundaries.
Yes.
And this mom, who has chosen to remain nameless, Sassy Sue, would like to know how best to approach this phase, the why phase. When they are giving you a little bit of sass back, you ask them to do things around the house, and it's just a kind of testing the waters, like, well, why? Why do you want me to do that? Ugh.
And when we do Momtroversy, the whole idea is everybody's got a different approach, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard from a lot of parents. We've heard from siblings, from like older sister to younger sister.
Which is an interesting dynamic there.
We were asking, though, like educators or maybe somebody in child psychology, maybe where is this why coming from?
Yeah.
This is a great answer.
So I work in the ABA field, and it really depends on the reason why they're asking why. If they're genuinely asking why and want a reason, then I would give it to them. But if they're asking why for attention, then I would either ignore them when they say why and just restate the demand a couple of seconds later.
It's probably from tone, right?
Yeah.
You can tell if it's more of a sincere question versus an attention-grabbing question.
For sure.
Awesome.
So if it's a shower issue, you for sure have to say you need to shower because, you know, you smell.
There's a reason behind it.
It's a hygiene issue.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So reasoning with them.
Thanks for the background. We appreciate
it. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Now I'm kicking myself. I should have followed up. They want your attention even though you're directly talking to them. Right?
Yeah.
I should have asked, like, well, if it's attention, like, grabbing, clearly we all agree it's boundary pushing.
Yeah.
But if it's also just another way of crying for attention, or there's probably something more behind that why.
Yeah,
there's a reason they're asking, which is not to find out why. They know why.
There's layers of emotion,
yeah.
Right? It's like, it's not that I'm mad about this. It's something else that maybe happened at school.
Sure.
Like there's different things. Like it's not that about the why, or it's not that I'm mad about doing the dishes.
Could be something else hours ago, right?
Completely different.
And they're still learning how to deal with all that.
Yeah. Processing emotion. It's very tricky at that age.
How do you tackle the teenager who always just replies with why?
Good morning. My response with my preteens is why not? That way they get the chance to, like, respond and try and, like, argue their own point and prove their own point. Because as they get older, I'd like them to be able to, like, defend their strong stance on something like I'm not wearing a coat when it's -2.
But you want to hear their justification. You want to hear their logic and reasoning.
So reasoning.
Yeah, give them a chance.
Okay.
That's fair.
If you don't like the reasoning, are you pushing back?
I mean, Mom's still the boss, right?
At the end of the day, I got to shut down silliness.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, it gives them a chance to feel like, okay, like, maybe Mom will say, and there are things that I'm like, okay, why are you not going to do that? And I'll take their response and consider it, and then sometimes they've got a side that I don't think about, so I'll give them a chance.
Well, because nobody else is wearing coats at school. I'm going to look like an idiot.
Yeah, well, that one's not going to fly.
The old, if everybody jumped off a cliff argument.
Right, exactly. And that's usually the response you're going to get. Well, all your friends jumped off a cliff. Are you jumping off too?
And if so, will you be wearing a coat?
Exactly. At least it'll flop up your phone. small. You'll be fine. Shake it off.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes!
B102.9.
So we're getting back into the swing of things. We're getting back into the swing of a brand new year.
And by doing so, we are looking at our 2024 vision boards with the Morning Scramble, an idea inspired by listener Michelle. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Do you remember our conversation almost a year ago? I think we were inspired by your one-shot weekend photo. You and some friends do this every year, right?
Yes, absolutely. We had a party last year, and you saw that on my one-shot weekend.
Yeah. How long have you actually been doing vision boards?
I think I've been doing them about 6 years or so. I was inspired by my best friend. She's out in California, and she's been doing them religiously for over 20 years. And she takes the steps to make them, you know, come to fruition, and she's been very successful in what she's put on hers.
So she swears by them. Do you also swear by them? Do they work for you?
They do. Sometimes, sometimes years they work more than other years.
As you sit down with the board and the magazine, and we're going to get into like 24, 25 in a second, but is there always like a reminder like, oh, because, you know, you do it one day out of the year and then 365 days later you do it again.
Yeah.
Is there always like a, oh, yeah, I kind of forgot that when you sit down to do this project every year?
I think the biggest thing to remember is just because you create the vision board, the goals or the tasks are not going to be successful unless you put some effort into making them come true. So just because you have them down, they're not going to magically, you know, come
magically
to fruition.
Happen.
You have to put the work in to make them come true.
Michelle, remind me, I'm having a flashback to our conversation last year. You used to put notes on the back of your board, right?
Correct.
Yes.
So that is that's my process.
That's kind of your, she got the pictures and then like the roadmap is on the back.
Oh yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Right. So that's what I do first is, the process is a little bit fluid for me, but the one thing that is the same is that I always put a few notes on the back of the board, and that's just to give me a focus for what I want to look for as I'm going through the magazines and I'm looking for pictures and phrases. But what does change is like the scope of my vision board. Sometimes they're very specific, and sometimes they're more general. Other times there's a combination of very general things and very specific things. I think it really just kind of depends on where I'm at that moment and what I'm currently think is important for me.
Well, we appreciate all the help you've given us as we went into our 2024 vision boards. Here's where we're stuck. We had some wins.
Yeah.
And then we had some non-accomplished.
So we've got these ones that are still on our boards that like, okay, well, we didn't achieve that. And it's not that we don't want to achieve it. Do we hang on to it? Do we flush it? Like, obviously, if I didn't learn how to make macaroons, I'm never going to learn how to make macaroons.
Don't say that. Don't ever say that, Claire.
Eric really wants me to learn how to make macaroons. But like, are there things like if you didn't do it this year, you're never going to do it. What's your process for moving forward into the next year? Do you forget things or do you try to like motivate yourself to try it again?
Right. So usually what I do is I abandon the current board and I do a completely new board. Now that doesn't mean that some of the same ideas don't transfer over from the previous year, but you know, if the magazine cutouts that you've seen day after day after day over the last year are not making an impact anymore, you may want to represent the same idea with something different. And this will give your board kind of a fresh look without losing those goals. So for me personally, my vision board last year was a bust. I just had some serious health issues and some unexpected financial obligations. And so I did not focus as much on the things that were on my board. So this year, I've decided that I'm actually going to use the same board for 2025 because the goals and the tasks and the habits that I had listed from last year are still important for me this year. I'm just going to kind of tweak it, and I haven't actually done it yet. I'm a little late in doing it, but I'm going to just kind of tweak it for the new year, take off a few things, keep some things on, add a couple things. But one of the things I am going to do is I'm going to physically change where I have the board so that it's in a different place. It's kind of because, you know, it kind of gets lost sometimes if you put it in the same place and you just really don't see it even if it's there. So that's one of the things that I'm going to do this year to kind of put it in the forefront of my mind.
We really appreciate all this help, not only us, but a lot of people told us last year you were inspirational in having them do vision boards. We were actually trying to source some magazines from a friend, and she said she just went out and bought a bunch of them because they're doing boards this year.
Yeah, because we heard you guys do it last year, and we're doing it this year.
And I got to tell you, Michelle, it's great to hear that, you know what, sometimes life just might get in the way, but you're going to go ahead and tackle 2025 with a new approach, even though some of those things might still be on your 2024 board.
Right.
I'm hearing
exactly
mostly from you and some people texted in yesterday. Claire, I think we start fresh.
Yeah.
But I love Michelle's ideas. Like, if you still want to do a macaroon, or maybe it's just like you want to challenge yourself to a cooking thing.
Right.
It's a different image.
Just find something
new.
It
represents something else.
Yeah.
Yes. Michelle, so we're going to challenge you to finish yours. We're going to finish ours this week. Maybe we can share over email. How about that? Hold each other accountable.
Absolutely.
I like that.
Absolutely.
Any other final words of advice as we let you go into this Wednesday of 2025?
Just, you know what? Make sure that if you have a goal, don't just let it sit. Take a couple seconds every morning. Look at your vision board. What are you going to do for that day to make something on your vision board closer to coming a reality?
It's great advice.
Each day.
Yeah, this each is day.
Cool.
All right, Michelle, thank you so much for joining the Morning Scramble. We so appreciate it.
And I so appreciate you guys.
Thank you. Happy New Year, and good luck with your vision board this year.
Thank you so much. You guys too.
We hope you didn't hear this. Screwed up.
That insider, of course, is the guy inside our building, Tom Bravo. Tom?
Yeah, Tom. We know him as Tom, but, you know, that's his Halloween name.
Tommy Brahmy. Todd Bravlekamp joins the Morning Scramble. I'm so sorry. That's going to bite me many times.
Yeah, it will.
That's not just an oops-a-doodle.
No.
That will find me years from now. Tom Bravlekamp will be hiding around a corner somewhere. Todd Bravlekamp from 1600 ESPN joins us after 7 o'clock. 8 o'clock. My God! Caitlin Clark just cracks the top 10.
Well, we had a bunch of celebs on Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's, Rockin' Seacrest, New Year's
Seacrest, Dick Clark, New Year's Eve, and Rockin' are in there. We just don't know the order.
It definitely, there's all those
all
words.
All the words have to be in the title. We just don't know how it goes. No. I mean, just think of all the fun ways people were dying in the early 1800s.
Did you say fun ways they were dying? The fun ways they were dying.
Christmas tree fires.
Think about those fun ways of dying.
Childhood illnesses. All those fun ways they were dying.
Happy New Year.
In the long times ago.
Nelly,
great Joni. Great Joni. Great Jones County Fair.
She's great.
I think we started this about, I don't know, 1999, maybe? Year 2000?
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while. Yeah. Not 1999.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I was going to say
2019. I didn't even know you in 1999.
I was going to say that was way back.
Before. That was junior high back then. Okay. 2019.
When the Z Ball was forged, I believe, 1999.
As they were trying to source the blue liquid.
That's when the blue liquid entered the Z-Ball.
The best of the worst of the Morning Scramble. Z102.9.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.